Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts. This is the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
If anyone can show a nation betrayed by Donald Trump how to defeat him, it is the city that gave rise to him.
Here in New Jersey, we know that this nation has not ever been, nor will it ever be, ruled by kings.
We stood tall and we stood firm in response to Donald Trump's recklessness.
Yeah, that's Gavin Newsom. Look, everything is about Trump for them. The guy who is the communist that wins the mayoral race in New York City doesn't care about the people in New York City. Right away, he pivots to Trump. It's all about Trump. Dwayne Patterson is with us with HotAir.com, the host of the Dwayne's World podcast. How are you, Dwayne Patterson? Was it a bloodbath, or are we reading too much into the results? I always think that we overestimate and underestimate some of these things, but I can't wait to hear your take this afternoon. How you doing?
Oh, it was not a very good night at all for Republicans. But, I guess the way I look at it is the one thing about Donald Trump, and I have said this about Donald Trump for 6-7 years, that the biggest voter turnout model for the Republican Party is Donald Trump. The biggest turnout model for Democrats is Donald Trump.
Exactly. Yeah. Did you see
I think what you saw out of this is you saw a lot of people, if the exit polling turns out to be kind of accurate for how people were feeling in New Jersey, in Virginia, what a lot of people were thinking is we really want the bad people to be removed, all the drug dealers and all the fentanyl and all the bad stuff about immigration. We like the border closed, and we like all the bad people and all the criminals being taken out, but they don't like grandmas. They think they bought into the bit that Donald Trump is being too mean about it.
Right.
And that's what they don't like, and that's what the suburbs voted. They think Donald Trump's being too mean about it.
Well, women in particular, I mean, these are pretty staggering numbers. Young women, you know, 18 to 29, they went 81% for Mamdani, 80% for Sherrill in New Jersey, 78% for Spanberger. So young women came out in many of these situations. Now, you know our friend David Strom at HotAir.com. I like what David said about this. He kind of summed it up this way. What does it all mean, right? What are the lessons? This is what I want to find out from you this afternoon. He goes, Democrats first. Democrats are fine with politicians who talk about killing Republicans. I don't think that's deniable. Second, voters respond to economics more than rhetoric. And while the economics of Democrats don't add up, economic anxiety means people want to change or a change. Third, the young are truly, madly, deeply stupid and ill-educated. I think we're going to have to agree on that one. Fourth, young women. Well, it's obvious that there's a mental health crisis. Hopefully it will burn itself out somehow.
Well, and I agree with a lot of that. Where I would disagree with David Strom is if you look at what happened in New York, who voted for Mamdani? Where he actually scored was with the educated college elites, right?
Yep.
That's who voted for him. If you look at one of the strongholds for Andrew Cuomo, and I'm not defending Andrew Cuomo about anything politically, he was just the least worst option from my perspective. But if you look at the pockets where Cuomo performed the best, it was with the uneducated working class.
Yeah.
Which is kind of counterintuitive.
And we also learned that even if Curtis Sliwa pulled out of that race, it wouldn't have made any difference.
It wouldn't have mattered anyway.
Whatsoever.
So it would have been nice if there would have been some momentum there and it could have been closer, but it looked like there was just a buzzsaw all the way around. And look, the one thing about the Democrats that you can say, and I've said this about them for a while too, they're still going to win elections. They're still going to be a regional party, and they're going to win in pockets where they need to win. Now, I take the caution that a lot of lower down-ticket races in, you know, Virginia House delegate seats and in Pennsylvania House seats, there were some flips that Donald Trump performed very well last year that kind of sprung back again this year. Democrats do well in special and off-year elections. They always have. Republicans don't turn out for the little ones as much as they turn out for the big ones. Is this necessarily something that is a canary in the coal mine for 2028 or the 26 midterms? It can and it might if the economic conditions don't continue to improve.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. Look, my advice is, and this is where I, even as a person who comments on politics, I want to be careful because it's easy to knee-jerk the day after the election, and I'm sure you saw what J.D. Vance said today, and he was trying to keep heads calm, and I think that the messaging there was right. He says, idiotic to overreact to a couple of elections in blue states, but a few thoughts. And he talked about Scott Pressler, who really turned Pennsylvania red in the last election. He made some other points as well. But my point would be, and I've used Cori Bush as an example here in St. Louis, Dwayne, because I always said she was the gift that keeps on giving for Republicans. And to a certain extent, Mamdani is going to be that guy now for Republicans, but I don't think we should overestimate the gift that he is to the GOP because of the economic angle of this story. And we don't know where we're going to sit a year from now with this midterm election or next summer where things are going to be. We've seen these news cycles move so quickly that anything could happen. But of course, this is where Republicans are disadvantaged even more. What you said about where women were kind of, convinced that Trump was the mean guy on immigration or whatever, that's driven by the media coverage. And that ain't going to change.
100%.
Right. But that's not going to change. They're always going to go to that angle of the story. So then where does that put Republicans a year from now when maybe the economy is a little bit shakier? It's impossible to tell, but there's a lot of factors working at the same time.
Well, there is, and a lot of those factors are ongoing right now. Yesterday, in the Senate conference luncheon, it went 3 extra hours because it was reported by Axios and Punchbowl News, Jake Sherman's outfit. It was reported that up to 12 senators on the Democratic conference were looking to peel off and come out with some kind of way out of the box canyon on the shutdown.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, the wipeout was bad enough. They started to believe their own press on this, that it was that good for them, that now there's talk that, hey, maybe we can just keep this shut down indefinitely. We'll just do this indefinitely. Meanwhile, Sean Duffy, the transportation secretary, announced, an hour ago, that 10% of U.S. air traffic, U.S. airspace, is essentially going to be reduced, meaning as of this weekend, they will not have the staffing available to patrol 100% of U.S. airspace. So basically, we're just going to start slicing away at 10% of available flights. Now, tell me what that's going to do.
That's significant. It's going to be a mess. But who's going to get the blame? All right. So here's President Trump. He is with. In fact, I think they're airing it right now. Brett Baer.
Is there a deal that can be made to end this government shutdown in your mind?
Well, I think the Democrats have become radicalized. I think, you know, this never happened before. They always extend. You know, an extension is very easy. It's done all the time. You extend, sometimes you extend four or five times. I mean, they become radicalized lunatics, actually, in a true sense. They should automatically extend, and we will make a deal as soon as they do. As soon as they do, we'll make a deal.
Yeah, see, that's the thing that's frustrating here. John Thune has been consistent. The speaker's been consistent that we'll talk about the Obamacare subsidies. This is on the table, but we got to get the government back open. Now we're up against the next deadline. Even if we opened the damn thing up 37 days ago, we'd be up against another CR.
So, in a week, right.
Yeah. So Brian Kilmeade told me earlier this afternoon, he feels like this is going to get wrapped up here because of some of the things that you were talking about. I think some of these Dems are getting nervous, but maybe things change because of the results.
Right. I know there's a lot of the radical side that are thinking, hey, this is working. You know, let's keep this going a little while longer because, you know, Trump's going to pay the price for it. It'll help us in the long run. No, it's not going to help them in the long run. It's going to hurt the country in the long run. And eventually, you're going to start seeing people that have had enough of this. The unions are done with this. The American Federal Government Employees Union, the Teamsters, have already basically told the Democrats, knock this off, end it now. And if they don't, well, then as far as us helping you in the primaries, as far as helping turn out the vote, as far as us giving you money, that's going to end.
Right.
Because we want this to end, and you're not listening to us. So the moderate, if you want to call it in air quotes, the moderate Democrats, these 12 that are rumored to be trying to look for the exits, they're the ones that are worried about the money flow changing, because that will affect them greatly.
So a lot of the things from last night kind of make sense to me because they're blue states. I've heard some folks try to label Virginia as purple. I despite Glenn Youngkin's win 4 years ago, I don't see that as a purple state. But, you know, the one thing that still baffles me, and I love your thoughts on this, and maybe this shows that, you know, being someone who encourages violence on your political opponents is a lesser evil than President Donald Trump, because that's how they voted in Virginia. The Jay Jones thing blows me away that people still, with all those text messages being exposed, they still choose that guy over a Republican.
Yes. Now, what I will say about that is we thought going in that if Spanberger beat Winsome Sears by 5 or 6 points, something like that, he could probably do a ticket split. You could rationally expect a ticket split of maybe 8, 9, 10%, and he would be able to survive and maybe win by a couple. So what ended up happening is Spanberger ended up winning it by what, 12, 13?
Yeah, about 13
something
points,
like that.
Right.
And there still was almost a 10-point ticket split, but it was there was just no way. I mean, in all practical way, you're not gonna survive on a ticket that where the top of it you lose by 12, 13.
No, you're right. That is not going to happen. So what does this all mean moving forward for Republicans in your mind? Because obviously there's always going to be an overreaction. I did like what J.D. Vance had to say. You know, he basically said, and this is, I think, the message of this election, economics, again, he said, we need to focus on the home front. The president has done a lot that has already paid off in lower interest rates and lower inflation, but we inherited a disaster from Joe Biden, and Rome wasn't built in a day. And all that is true. Look, I'll tell you, here in the Midwest, you guys got a different situation in California. We got low gas prices. Eggs are cheaper. I mean, the economy, and we live in a very affordable place, so the affordability issue doesn't come up quite as much here in the St. Louis region because you can still afford to rent an apartment and do things like that. But when you have Democrats making some of the promises that they're making, and politicians always do that, what happens when Mamdani can't come through with all of these promises? I'm sure the media will treat him exactly the way they treat Donald Trump.
Where is the affordability problem? It's in California. It's in New Jersey. Yeah. It's in Virginia. It's in New York State. That's where the affordability problem is. And now they own it. Now I'm not looking for the media to come down on it. But where Republicans go from here, look, it goes back to the James Carville principle, right? It's the economy, stupid. he did a lot of great things and has done a lot of great things on foreign policy and solved wars, and the Middle East thing is starting to plane out. I mean, there's still a lot of problems with it, but he's done a lot of good things. It's been a great term for the last year. But he needs to spend a lot more time doing more economic development and getting more people hired. I know there's a lot of factories being built right now in all sorts of pockets of the country. That needs to continue. And if we can get interest rates lowered a little bit and get the economy really firing in all cylinders by mid-next year, there's no reason that Republicans are going to go in not having a very heavy hand to play in the midterms. But right now you're in that transition period and people don't like change.
Yeah, well, and that's where, I mean, I think you're almost set up for the Republicans not having a good night in, you know, the midterms a year from now, because that's historically how things go. I feel like there's so many things that could potentially happen between now and then. Look, I really want this to be a big celebration for the sesquicentennial. It'll be very interesting to see how we all, as a society that mostly hates each other now, react to that next year. I think that's going to be fascinating.
I'm looking at this too. The 9/11 memorial in 2026. That's going to be the 25th anniversary of 9/11,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
In Lower Manhattan. With Mom Donnie presiding over that, that's going to be a real banger, isn't it?
Right, exactly. I mean, there's all kinds of implications like that. Look, even in New York, we talked about this with Brian earlier. You're going to have police officers, firefighters, they're going to say, we're not going to work under these conditions. People who are on the cusp
of retirement. Right?
Yes.
You saw the news today, right?
Yeah.
The New York Fire Department commissioner, who happens to be Jewish, handed in his resignation today.
Yeah, Brian brought that up earlier. Yeah, and then he thinks maybe the police commissioner might do the same thing.
Yep, yep. Because for obvious reasons, the cover of the New Yorker, for crying out loud, the cover of the New Yorker, they dropped for what it's going to be for next week's issue, and it's a subway train with all of the coalition groups and Zohran Mamdani on it. And no kidding, it's a cartoons New Yorker cover, but there is a Hasidic Jew behind Zohran Mamdani, and he literally has his back to the one Jew that's on the New Yorker cover. It's just remarkable what New York has done to themselves.
That's good political cartoonship, if I can say. Very accurate. Dwayne, always great to have you on. I appreciate it. Thank you. Have a great week.
You got it.
All right, Sue. Dwayne Patterson. Oh, he got the hi, Sue, in there.
Hi, Dwayne.
Yeah, see, she was in here. She was actually in here. Take care. We'll see you. He always gets that in at the end. Let me play just a little bit of Mamdani from last night, because I thought this was interesting reaction on CNN from Van Jones and David Axelrod. So he went into, you know, I think that politicians do this all the time. They try to appeal to as many people as they can, so they're
certainly
fake as hell, right? But he turned into angry Mamdani last night during this speech.
I am young, despite my best efforts to grow older. I am Muslim. I am a democratic socialist.
Oh my God.
Unbelievable.
And most damning of all, I refuse to apologize for any of this.
Yeah, so he is what he is, and we've kind of known that. But listen to Van Jones and David Axelrod on CNN kind of panning his speech. I was surprised by this.
I think he was using the microphone in a way that he was almost yelling. And that's not the Mamdani that we've seen on TikTok and the great interviews and stuff like that. So I felt like there's a little bit of a character switch here, where the warm, open, embracing guy that's close to working people was not on stage tonight, and there was some other voice on stage.
I agree with everything that Van said about that speech. This was a shouted speech, not a talk with the city on the night of his election, ushering in a new era.
That's interesting reaction, yeah, like that. Because look, what it tells me is the guy's a fraud, and he talks about all these issues to get elected, and all he wants to do is be full on TDS and make a national name for himself, and then eventually run for president. But you know, it's easy for someone to have an appeal like that when you're smiling all the time and you're shaking hands, and everyone thinks, we just need change. Things are too expensive here. But if you start exposing yourself a little bit more,
right.
I mean, Dwayne's point about 9/11, I think, is really, really interesting. I had one more piece. So this was, you know, a year ago today that Trump won. This was the one-year anniversary of the election. He was in Miami today.
We're gathered today on the one-year anniversary of the single most consequential election victory, they say. This is them. This isn't me. I'm a very modest person. I would never say this. The single most consequential election victory in American history is possible. I mean, it's possible. We've done a lot.
He couldn't help himself, though. He had to say that. And then he talked about Mamdani.
If you want to see what congressional Democrats wish to do to America, just look at the result of yesterday's election in New York, where their party installed a communist as the mayor of the largest city in the nation. Remember, I've said we will never have a socialist elected to any post in our country. I used to say that, and I was right. We skipped socialist and we put in a communist instead.
Went right to communism. I don't know what people in New York are thinking. I really don't. I also think, and I'll have to look at the percentages, but you got 9.5 million people there, and it was about 1 million votes for Mamdani, you know, 700 or something for Cuomo, and then, you know, Sliwa picks up the pieces. He only got like 7%. But that still seems like a low amount of people voting
in
an election, doesn't it?
It does.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I meant to bring this up with Dwayne Patterson a few minutes ago, but let me find out who this woman is. Her name is Jennifer Welch, and she said something in the aftermath of Mamdani winning last night, which was a little frightening. And I think that, you know, it needs to be discussed, even though I'll be deemed a racist if I discuss it. But Matt Walsh said something on Twitter that sort of resonated with me. Okay, let's see. This person is a Bravo star. I don't know. She might have been a Beverly Hills housewife. I have no idea. The point of this is what she said at the Mamdani party last night to Mehdi Hasan, who is a liberal broadcaster and pundit. And this is hard to hear, but I'm going to play it and then I'll kind of walk you through it. So I think there might have been a little alcohol involved here, but they're celebrating Zohran's victory at this party. And then she's on the microphone and she says this.
I've grown up in those circles. Everybody needs some spice and some color in their lives. Life's a lot better. That's the coolest thing about Americans. Americans have no culture except for multicultural.
Well said.
And we need to teach people how to embrace that.
All right, so you really can't hear that, but here's what she said, and this is horrifying to me. It really is. And those of us who really deeply love this country, and I'm all for different cultures coming in and assimilating, in particular, being part of the American project, experiment, dream, whatever you want to call it right now, but this person says to Mehdi Hasan, Americans have no culture except for multiculturalism. Crusty white people need to learn how to embrace it. Well, that is not something that I'd like to embrace at all. And I think there's a rejection of this. And this is why, you know, well, we can get into broader conversations here about anti-Semitism and some of the things that are happening with or have happened in Israel and the Middle East, because these are attacks on Western civilization. And Matt Walsh, who is one of my favorites out there on social media, of course, he did that great movie, What Is a Woman, said this when he retweeted out this soundbite from this Jennifer Welch person. He says, this is the enemy, wretched, evil parasites motivated by resentment and hatred, openly plotting to erase our culture and identity and replace it with a dystopian communist hodgepodge of third world dysfunction. This is the fight for now and the future. Get in the game. This is it. Every once in a while, I might see something like that and, you know, deem it hyperbole. I do not deem that hyperbole at all. And I think there is a big fight. Look, these are people that many of them, they hate America. And I think Mamdani is one of them. They want to transform this country into something that it was not based on or founded on. And it's frightening to me. It really is.
It is.
And I don't know. You know, at this point, this is where the big disadvantage comes with the media, because I think if the media is really telling the truth on a lot of these stories, the American people would have a fair way to assess what's going
Agreed.
On.
And I think they're just trying to voice anti-Trump.
Oh, of course. And this is going to...
And this is what they're going to get.
This is going to fuel it, what happened in New York. But will anyone have the guts? This is where the Barry Weiss situation at CBS kind of gets interesting. Will anyone really have the guts? Because it is completely fair to criticize Donald Trump for some of the things that he says. I've criticized him. He loves to. He was weaving today. He's down in Miami. He's weaving, weaving, weaving. And he said things that simply have not come true. Like, I'm going to fix the Ukrainian-Russia thing right away. Well, he didn't do that. Now, a lot of us maybe we give him a little bit of a pass on that simply because he's
not
Trump.
As though he didn't try.
Well,
yes.
But I'm saying this was even before he was year ago, right? I'm the next day. Well, that's Trump being Trump, right? But on Mamdani, look, he said a lot of things that he has, you know, promised the people of New York, government-run grocery stores, right?
Right.
Rent control, all of these things, affordability. That's what he campaigned on. My prediction would be he ain't going to address any of those things. He's going to focus on Trump and everything against Trump. Now, will that work for him as mayor of New York? Maybe it will, because I know some people that are in some of the boroughs and in Manhattan, and they freaking hate Trump, and they think someone like me is a Nazi now. And these are even, look, I've told this story. I have a friend at CBS News who's a pretty, you know, big muckety muck at CBS and has been for decades. And we were very close friends. And he basically unfriended me. It wasn't over Trump. It was over something I said about the trans issue.
Yeah.
And I was deemed, this was a friend of mine for decades, and I was deemed unworthy instantaneously by that person. These are the people that are running the newsrooms, all right? And these are the young people, and this guy's actually my age, but they have a mission. And that mission does not include loving this country, unfortunately.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven. Fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh,
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Well, I had Ms. Duker scheduled for a segment here to talk about our former mayor, and I don't know if she's on the line or not because we were having trouble getting a hold of her. I will tell you that we have an audio cut of the day coming up here before the end of the hour. And then what did Fred tell me about tomorrow? I know we have the roundtable set, and Jane will be on the roundtable. Gene Evans will be here. Jeff Rainford will do a little music stuff in the 5 o'clock hour with our friend Tim Summer. You know, this is funny. I mentioned this. We were talking about the Louisville plane crash, the UPS plane, where now they say that, like, an engine fell off the...
Yeah, that's not good.
No, not good at all. And then Joe Arnold, our friend from Louisville, used to work at WHAS down there, radio and television. He was describing some of this, and just all of the fuel that was burning up, the smoke was incredible. And I think there were some difference of opinions of how many people passed away. I don't know if it was 9 or 11, but they held a news conference today. But what I found interesting, and I texted my father up in Chicago, because my dad was in the insurance business, and he was transferred here in 1979 with Arthur J. Gallagher. They still have Gallagher Bassett was the name of the company. They still have a location here in St. Louis. But his office used to be very close to O'Hare Airport. And we lived in a suburb of Chicago that was not too far from, you know, the airport. And I mentioned this earlier. It was in Niles. I lived right across the street from a high school called Notre Dame High School. And the reason I bring it up is because they talked about what happened with the engine sitting on the ground next to the runway after the crash. And there's a guy that was quoted by the name of John Cox, who was with this aviation consulting firm. And he said the only other time that he could recall when something happened, it was the same thing, was a General Electric engine that detached from a plane, was at this big crash that I remember from when I was a kid. It was 1979, May of 1979. 273 people were killed.
Jeez.
And they blamed improper maintenance before the crash. So anyway, I'm sending a text to my dad today, and I put that quote in there about the 79 crash, and he lacked perspective, because his response to me was, "Sorry, I had bridge here with six ladies. I'm not watching the news." And he said, "You have such a good memory. Wow." And I said, "I can't remember what happened like an hour ago."
Yes.
But there's things that happen in your life, and what I remember is a big, even though O'Hare was probably 7-8 miles away from where I was, maybe even more than that, a big plume of smoke from that, I think it was,
wow,
an American Airlines. And that memory kind of, I remember seeing it over the high school that I lived across from, and it's just one of those things that kind of sticks in your mind. And that's a lot. Look, 273 people
died.
Yeah,
that's awful.
We have fortunately not had air disasters too similar in this country since then. Do we get Jane on the horn?
Yeah.
That's kind of like what she does on the Friday. She shows up late. Hi, Jane.
I don't
Hi there.
I'm teasing you. I'm teasing you.
I know.
All right.
No,
so,
I thought I was on time.
You're fine on time. It's fine. But we want to talk about this because I sent this to you. You'd already seen it, I'm sure. But this was reporting from our friend Lauren Traeger, who happens to be, I don't know if you know this, the official investigative reporter of the Mark Reardon Show. And she did this reporting on this woman that has ties to our friend Tish, and maybe even more importantly, Tish's, the former mayor's dad. Corey Elliott is her name. So what? Explain the story here, because she's in a little bit of trouble now.
Yeah, she's in a lot of trouble. So she has pled guilty in federal court to pandemic PPP loan fraud, $1.7 million of it. And she, you know, is a consultant. She was the one, there were developers that were alleging, and there were articles about this, that they were alleging that she was, you know, trading influence in the mayor's office, that she, you know, was getting retainers in order to set up meetings and get things done with the mayor. So, I mean, you know, this was, you know, the mayor's father, Vervis Jones, who's also spent time in federal prison when he was comptroller, after he was comptroller. It's his girlfriend. And, you know,
I love this. Oh, yeah.
Gosh.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah,
absolutely. And look, this woman, like if you look in the Post-Dispatch, there's a list of like grants and contracts that she got. And now she's basically, she had a roofing company. Like, I don't know. She has no experience in construction, but she set up a roofing company and other, you know, and other companies that got contracts. I think she got an airport contract.
One loan was for
a lot of contracts.
Jeez. One loan for the roofing company was $875,000. The other was $833,000. The company claimed it had 40 employees. There was another company, to your point, that claimed one employee and that got a loan of $20,000. All the loans were forgiven for higher amounts in accrued interest. So, you know, the mayor says at one point, I want to be clear, Corey Elliott does not have the ability to influence me, my office, or any city department. But Lauren also pointed this out. Remember the fire that was reported?
Yes.
This is in O'Fallon at Corey Elliott's home.
At her house.
January of this year.
Severely burned.
Right. So
she was severely burned. Yeah.
So they let me just say what Lauren said in her reporting. Officials closed their investigation, though they initially classified their report as suspicious incident because the man on the scene gave a false identity. He was later identified as 60-year-old Nathan Williams. The home was heavily damaged in the fire. Elliott was reportedly injured. In the police report, Elliott's daughter told police Vervis Jones was Elliott's boyfriend. So that's kind of how that came out. But this whole thing.
Well,
now,
that was really strange because do you know that man is former Senator Nasheed's brother.
You're talking about the dude
who was in the House.
Really?
Who was in the House with Corey Elliott. Correct.
Nathan Williams.
So even though, even though her boyfriend was Vervis Jones, the former Senator's brother was in the House.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's a little strange.
All right. So we have this story. She's in big trouble, right? There's no doubt about it. But does this then touch the mayor and her father? I mean, how does it not get a little bit more investigation?
Absolutely.
Thank goodness.
And she got all, you know, she got all these contracts through SLDC too. And there's been a lot of issues with SLDC and Neil Richardson. I mean, that's all being investigated as well. That North business money, that pandemic money, that where they were giving money to businesses that didn't exist. And so, you know, but she had her hand in that as well. So what's really bizarre is if you go to the federal docket, like, you know, you go in and you look for the case, it says the case, you can't see the case anymore.
Okay.
And it said it was closed in October, like October 30th.
So what does that mean to you? How do you interpret that?
It's a little strange that you can't even see the docket or you can't even see the case.
Hmm.
You know, you can't even see the case, which makes me think that it's secret for a reason.
Which could indicate that maybe there's some deals that are also
ongoing.
Part of an ongoing investigation. Right.
Correct.
That's good.
They don't usually hide records like that. Like you can't even get the plea agreement or not even the plea agreement. You can't even get the order that says there was a plea.
Really?
And so usually that's all public usually. So
there's a chance that she pleads, but she also flips, right?
It's possible. She's facing up to 3 years in prison.
Oh, right. Yeah. She's flipping.
Man.
And they don't, you know, they don't let you out early in the Fed, you know, in the federal program.
Right.
So, So this PPP loan, I mean, I'm telling you, it's going to get everybody. And, it's a pretty easy prosecution. I mean, you just go get bank records and you figure out how they spent the money.
True.
Now, what's also interesting, when they said that there was fraud It is not abundantly clear what kind of fraud it was. Did she lie on applications? Did she spend money on personal expenses like we've seen happen? So we're not, it's not entirely clear what the exact fraud was.
I would guess maybe all those things, possibly.
It could be.
Yeah.
It could be. But, you know, like when the former speaker pled guilty, they were very clear about what he did. They were very clear that he spent money on the country club and tuition and all that. We did not get any of that detail in the announcement of this indictment
now,
and plea.
Now, when you say, just to be clear, when you say the former speaker, you mean your former prom date, John Deal?
Yes, true. I did. I went to prom with him in high school.
You know how much I love that.
Have you seen the picture?
Bring it in.
The picture is, there was taffeta. There was taffeta involved.
I love
it. You would die. Pink taffeta. Me and pink taffeta. What do you think about that?
Picture in Friday. We'll see you on the round table. I'm guaranteeing you this is going to be a topic on Friday afternoon. Thanks, Jane.
Oh, sure. All right, guys. Bye.
Take care. I mean,
Jeez, Mark.
I sent it to her originally, and I'm sure she had seen it, I said, man, this is juicy because of the involvement. I love the fact that the mayor's father's girlfriend is the one that's going down here. $1.7 million. You know, if only people at the time had, for example, on a show like this, gone on the radio and warned everyone that the amount of fraud and abuse from this stuff in the aftermath of COVID was going to be epic proportions.
And it was.
And it was. I mean, we'll never know. We'll never be able to gauge this accurately. But we've already had locally a bunch of these that have come to fruition with the U.S. Attorney's Office where millions of dollars. So when you look at the numbers, and I know we're talking billions, you know, for the whole country, we'll never, ever be able to track down all the fraud.
It's just not possible.
And there was a lot of it. Yeah, there's kind of a topic I'm hanging on to. It's a little bit of a broader topic that I definitely want to discuss. Senator Hawley addressed this a little bit today, so I might use this for audio cut of the day. But one thing that I would say, and I've emphasize this a couple of times this afternoon. You don't want to freak out about what happened, but you also don't want to underestimate some of the messages that were sent by the voters, and the economic messages in particular. We know that these are important. There was a story in the Wall Street Journal a week ago, and it was referenced by Brian Kilmeade, I think, earlier today. Amazon was going to, they announced they're cutting 14,000 corporate jobs.
Jeez.
14,000. That's 10% of its white-collar workforce.
And they seem so busy all the time.
Yeah.
So
you know why? AI. Okay, so UPS said that it had, and this was before the crash, this was last week, they had reduced management workforce by 14,000 positions in the past 22 months. Target said it would cut 1,800 corporate roles. So there's a lot of stuff out there that are kind of freaking people out, and justifiably so, because with these young people, and this is where we have to be careful, because they are drawn to socialism and communism because they are worried about their future. That's why the affordability issue is so important. But the guy that you elect with all these promises in New York is not the answer. But there are things happening underlying in the economy right now that are a little, you know, scary. And I think, and this is where I'll go to audio cut of the day. So I got to play this.
Stand by. Playback ready.
Now, the audio cut of the day.
Look, it is of my opinion, and I've had some deep discussions with some conservative friends about this, that the biggest issue moving forward that we should be talking about, this affects everything in our life, is AI. Scares the hell out of me. There are things that are going to happen that are not good, and this will make people more addicted to government help. That's one of the concerns that I have. So, Senator Hawley, I'll be honest with you. I haven't even heard this yet. He was on with Will Cain talking about AI today.
Yeah, a couple of things. I mean, number one, when it comes to chatbot companions for minors, which is what I think you're referring to, we ought to just say that these AI companies cannot use chatbot companions and direct them towards minors. Why? Because they have been literally telling young kids how to commit suicide. Character AI, OpenAI, that's ChatGPT. We've had instance after instance when 13, 14, 15-year-olds go to these chatbots, ask for help on homework, and pretty soon the chatbot is saying, have you thought about committing self-harm? Have you thought about taking your own life? And then the kids tragically do so. This has got to stop. But also, when it comes to jobs, we got to make sure that AI is actually helping workers, not taking away jobs, but helping them become more productive, creating new jobs. So what we've done is we want to pass a law that says, let's get the facts. Let's make these companies report how many jobs jobs have they destroyed? How many jobs have they created? Let's make sure AI is actually doing something good for the American worker.
I like the idea. I don't know the specifics of what he's trying to get to there. But look, this is and should be, and I think President Trump and the administration recognizes this, that this discussion about AI needs to take place. And I don't know what all the answers are. I just know that you reacted. I remember this a couple years ago. Remember when 60 Minutes did the story about AI? And I came in here and I was all freaked out.
Yeah, you were.
And you thought that I was
overreacting.
I don't think I was overreacting at the time. I think it is one of the biggest crises that we will face and how this stuff kind of unfolds. And not all of it is bad. Don't get me wrong.
That's
some
what
of
I
it
mean.
Is good.
I can't remember the specifics of it, but you're right. It has really become a thing.
The specifics of it is that the AI is going to take over and become smarter than we are. That's not a joke, though. Look, George Rosenthal has talked about this.
Yes,
we may even
has.
Have him on again tomorrow. These are these
it's
underlying
like
issues
eye.
That most people don't know are maybe even happening. And in many ways, this will make our lives better. Don't get me wrong. I mean, we've always adapted to changes in technology, but this is different.
Yeah,
it really is. So there's your audio cut of the day. Not trying to be super negative or anything like that. We'll be back tomorrow at 3. And typically, I have a couple of things on my list that we might do, but I'm not sure we're going to have Fred book everything up in the morning. On Friday, we will have a Reardon Roundtable. Jane will be here. Gene Evans on the panel. Jeff Rainford, the former chief of staff for Mayor Slay, who is also taking me to the Mizzou game on Saturday.
Very
the Texas
nice.
A&M game. It's going to be a lot of fun. Sue, we'll see you tomorrow at 3.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.